It's Sunday morning, time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. Early this week, I had the pleasure, actually it was on Thursday, I had the pleasure of being on Lisa Dent's show, and she mentioned the fact that I've been on the air on WGN for 25 years. So, yes, folks, as you know, who've been suffering through me, it's been 25 years of the Great Outdoors with me on WGN Radio, and, of course, 20 years with Bill Cullerton before that and 10 years with Art Mercier before that. So 55 years of the Great Outdoors, and some of you have been listening all those years, and others of you who are just joining, thanks so much. And for the podcast listeners around the world, which I get comments from, thank you also. So I thought about this, what I would start off with, given what's taking place in the media today regarding just the temperament. And we try to set the tone here on the Great Outdoors Show when it comes to conservation. And I do believe that WGN Radio is, in fact, the outdoor voice of Chicago and America. And I have tried very hard, and it seems harder and harder all the time, to do things in a civil nature, to have civility and respect for others and others' views. And as you know, I live in the conservation world, I live in the agricultural world, and have all of my life. Even when I was a kid, I loved the outdoors. But professionally, I've lived in it now all of my adult life. And I have never seen a time where there was such an intolerance and lack of respect for the views of others, and just an outright lack of civility. And I've mentioned over the past couple weeks that I happen to have the good fortune of knowing some of the appointments at a very high level in the agricultural and conservation world that are going to become part of the Trump administration. And that is not a political statement. I knew members of the Obama administration at a very high level. I knew members of the Clinton administration at a very high level. I did not know anyone at a very high level of the Biden administration. And it's not a Democrat or Republican comment that I didn't. It's just that I didn't happen to. And I happen to know individuals that, should they be confirmed, and some already have, in agriculture and in interior, who truly are there to try to make a difference for the country and who bring a different perspective than that of the previous administration and frankly, also that of the Biden administration. And I could say, actually, going back, a different perspective than the Clinton administration. And that is not a political statement, but what I cannot think that any of us really should be enthusiastic about is the tearing down of people's views one way or the other. And President Trump was elected. He's the president. And until he's not the president, the same with President Biden or President Obama, it doesn't matter. They're the president. And that famous line from President Obama, elections have consequences. Well, they do. And for the conservation community, the consequences of the incoming administration, their views just vastly differ from the perspective of the individuals who ran agriculture and who ran interior under the previous administration. It doesn't mean their views are good. It doesn't mean their views are bad. It means their views are very different. Do I support their views? Some of them I do. Do I have some thoughts on other parts of their views? I do. But I'd like to think that we can have this conversation in a civil manner with respect to all points of view. But we do have to remember that the Trump administration is in charge, and they were elected, and Secretary of Interior has been confirmed, Secretary of Agriculture confirmed. So they've been confirmed, and they are now empowered to do their job. And I think it's just terribly destructive to try to tear down their efforts based upon a political point of view as opposed to a point of view that is based in either science or is based on a point of view that is based upon trying to have conservation and agriculture delivered closer to the land. And the greatest difficulty we're having right now in this whole conversation about conservation is this polarization that because Secretary Bergen believes that for Interior, well, it must be really bad if you were a fan of the previous Secretary of Interior. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that there's different ideology. But I think all of us probably are struck by the lack of civility. And when I was speaking with Mary Boyle earlier this week, WGN, who called me to congratulate me on 25 years, and that was very nice of her, we talked about civility. And I hope that all of you listening to WGN Radio, The Great Outdoors Show, will believe me when I say I don't bring a partisan bias to this show, either Democratic, Independent, Republican. I bring a perspective. I bring information that you all are smart enough, plenty smarter than I, that you can make up your minds whether you agree with it or disagree with it. My job, and never has been here, to tell you what to think and how to think. I would never even be so presumptuous as to do that. Rather, it's to give you information that I hope you find useful. It's to tell stories that I hope you enjoy. It's to spend time on a Sunday morning learning about things in the outdoors, conservation, meeting people who are of interest, or telling sometimes some fun stories. And sometimes I tell stories on myself, as you know, that show that, well, I can do lots of things wrong in the outdoors as well. So that's my whole purpose. It's to be lighthearted when I can be. It's to be serious when I think the matters are serious. But it's never to be partisan. It's always to be civil. And so as we go forward in this year, 2025, there's going to be a lot of extremely contentious issues concerning the conservation issues and the agricultural issues in America. And there are going to be some very transformative, substantive discussions taking place. And I hope I can bring them to you in a manner that is worthy of the WGN brand and is worthy of a brand that says we are not here to polarize. Rather, we are here to inform and to entertain, amuse, and to have a discussion. So I'm going to take a break now and actually go to the commercial earlier than usual, which is brought to us by Chevy. But I do just want to sort of lay that groundwork. We're headed into a period in America where I think the level of oxygen in the room is being taken out by just such polarizing views. I'll try to find the middle. I'll try to do the best I can to do it in a manner that respects all of you, whatever your views might be. And I hope that you'll agree that we continue to do a good job doing so. When I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the spring landscape in Illinois, and I've touched on this from time to time, and how in Illinois, when the snow melts, of course, we don't have any snow, but when the frost starts to go out of the ground, we'll get some more snow. But when the frost starts to go out of the ground, how we get a true view from our car windshield as to what Illinois looked like before we drained all the wetlands. And also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Fish and Wildlife Service and some efforts to modernize some of their survey systems, which interestingly seem to be difficult to do. And if time permits, I have some data on the impact of the fires in California that is really, really stunning. And if I can't get to that this week, I will get to it next week. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening all these years. It's been a pleasure. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America 720, WGN Radio, and first a message from our longtime, in fact, 25-year sponsors, Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Hiking, camping, and hunting, it's all an adventure in the great outdoors, but nature can be tough. You need to be ready for anything and everything. Chevy Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions and get you everywhere you want to go worry-free. Silverado's designed to handle the big jobs. It's built for the great outdoors. With over 13,000 pounds of towing capacity and trailering sway control, Silverado can haul the biggest loads on the roughest roads and keep you cool as a Sunday drive. With 8 available cameras and up to 14 different views, it can spot trouble before it gets to you. That's peace of mind. And when you're ready for the backcountry, Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2 owns the off-road. You name it, we run over it. No wonder it's Motor Trend's 2023 four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out a Chevy Silverado. It's freedom to explore the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Spring, not that far away. We're certainly experiencing winter temperatures, although we don't have any snow. And for those of us who pay to have our driveways plowed, this is a bonus. For those of you who make money plowing driveways, this is a lousy year. And there have been several of them. So when the frost begins to go out of the ground, but before it's entirely out of the ground, sometime in March, maybe late February, depending on the weather, there's a period of time that lasts a week to 10 days when we actually can step back in time, 150 years in the case of Illinois, and see what this land looked like before we put drain tiles under almost all of the northern, well, 80% of Illinois. Southern Illinois, the very southern part's not so tiled, but drained. We actually have, if we were able to have, which we don't, a map of all the drain tiles that are under the ground in the state of Illinois, and then if you added Iowa and Indiana and Wisconsin and southern Minnesota, it would look like a maze that you couldn't even begin to believe. And I've seen some test maps of just townships of what it might look like. There are hundreds of thousands of miles of plastic and clay tiles under our feet all over Illinois, which is why 99% of the wetlands in Illinois are gone. Lake County, Illinois was named that name for a reason. Same with Lake County, Indiana. Lake County, Illinois was more wet than dry. Most, the Great Marsh, the Great Kankakee Marsh, the largest inland marsh in the world, was all gone by 1900, stretching from the southern part of Lake Michigan down into Indiana, all the way over to Kankakee, Illinois, and on up towards Chicago. It was a place where malaria was bred. It was terrible. The settlers had to come across it. It was shallow. It was easily drained. Dwight, Illinois, probably the epicenter in Illinois of what was the Great Marsh. And Dwight, Illinois was one of the first places to put in, they first put in ditches and then they put in drain tiles. And when you drive through Dwight, Illinois on I-55, you get a sense of, wow, this is a land that looks like the Sahara Desert. No, it's not the Sahara Desert. It, in fact, was the garden spot for wetlands in the Midwest. And we had this enormous shallow wetland basin. And people like Aldo Leopold and Albert Hochbaum, early naturalists, they believed that there were more birds bred on the prairies of the Midwest, the plains of the Midwest, than were ever bred on the prairies of the Dakotas and southern Canada. Today, all that's left of the breeding grounds are the prairies of the Dakotas and southern Canada, the provinces of Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba, and they unfortunately are going before our eyes. But there are many short stories written about life in Illinois when the settlers first came and up until the 1900s. And the number one killer was malaria. And behind malaria, the great thing people greatest fear were grass fires, prairie fires. So we're the prairie state, but we really were the prairie wetland state. So when you get in a car and you drive out I-80 or down 57 or out 55 or up 39, or head on west across the state, 88. In the spring, you look across these fields, and you could do this in Iowa. I've done it. You could do it in Indiana. You can do it across the Midwest. All you see are countless, I mean tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of wetlands. They aren't big marshes. Some of them are just puddles, half an acre, quarter acre in size. Some of them are as much as 10 or 15 acres because the ground hasn't melted yet to let the water come down and percolate down to the tiles. You can see what this landscape was like. Google Earth doesn't capture it. You can see it with your own eyes and you can actually step back to the 1870s, 80s, 90s and think, my goodness, the amount of water we had here, all gone. That's why we have such terrible flooding. I mean, it's no secret that every spring our rivers flood terribly. Why? Because we've got hundreds of thousands, and I mean hundreds of thousands of miles of drainage tiles that are unseen. I call them our unseen underground rivers, all put in without any thought as to really what happens downstream. And that's not a complaint to the landowners. We had tiles in our farm in Illinois when I grew up. They put the water downstream on the next guy who put it on the next guy who put it on the next guy, so on. Doesn't take very much of that before you get the kind of flooding we do on the Des Plaines, Fox, Illinois, Kankakee, Mississippi River, and all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. We have so accelerated the drainage of the heartland of America that really we're basically putting what took years in some cases of water to reach rivers because it would go down and percolate to the aquifers. We've just put it into pipes, into tiles, and we send it there in a couple days. It's no wonder we have the kind of flooding we have. But I would urge you, get in your car, pick a nice day when it's sunny, because you really can see it when it's best when it's sunny, and just drive around. Drive around rural Illinois and see what this country looked like before we filled it with underground tiles. You'll be shocked. You might even be dismayed. I recognize this was the price of progress for Illinois to become one of the greatest agricultural industrial regions in the entire world. And you put Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana together and southern Minnesota, and you have the greatest agricultural production region in the entire world. It was made that way because we drained all the wetlands. And I mean literally all the wetlands, 99% in Illinois, 99% in Indiana, 98% in Iowa, something like 95% in Wisconsin. But that's statewide. So take the southern part of Wisconsin, and it's 99%. Southern Minnesota, 99%. The loss in bird life, well, we'll never understand the loss in bird life unless you go back and read the early journals of what people saw. And when they were hunting and shooting birds in Illinois in the summer, those weren't birds that came from the prairies. Those were birds that were raised here. It is the one time of the year you can step back in time. I encourage you to do so. I've got just a moment left. And in that moment, I'm going to say the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has before it an incredible opportunity using modern technology to completely redo their entire survey system of how we survey not only wetlands, but birds and all kinds of animals and fish that the service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, surveys. And going back to my early comment, in the context of civility, let's use technology where we can, and let's modernize, and let's save money where we can, and let's be more efficient. And there, unbelievably or not, there are going to be a lot of people who oppose that because jobs are at stake and the old ways are at stake and the old ways of thinking. But we have a chance to modernize and therefore get much better information, and we should do it. And I'll be talking in the coming weeks about what some of those opportunities are. I thank you so much for listening to The Great Outdoors Show. I'll be back next Sunday morning with much more in the world of the great outdoors. Hope you've enjoyed it. Most of all, have a wonderful week ahead in the great outdoors. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.